Is fear going to run you, or are you going to rise? You're listening to Raise the Anchor with your host, Melissa Burbridge, where we take you through life-changing decisions and dig deeper into those decisions to see how they affected the people that made them. This week on the episode, we're going to discuss part of last week's episode where I talked about leaving nursing and going into the change. We also discussed the road of nursing. We discussed how I chose nursing, how I was never fully satisfied, how I liked nursing and helping people, but it didn't fully align with me ever. I always looked at side jobs to make me happy because I was always looking for happiness. There was always something missing. We're not going to talk about that again. What we're going to talk about is all of those side jobs that I used to do to try and find that happiness. Part of me knew that something wasn't fully aligned. And I thought, okay, if I can just do this job on the side and just make enough of it to replace my income, this is going to be what makes me happy. I love the product, so why not do it? In my heart of hearts, I know I'm not a salesperson. So how is being a network marketing salesperson going to help me? Well, yes, I was passionate. Yes, I wanted to replace that nursing because nursing was sucking the soul out of me. So I thought it was the best decision, but there were always excuses as to why I would not excel. It's, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. Nobody's buying from me. I don't know how to sell. How am I going to do this? Oh, they're so successful because they have nothing else to do. There were always excuses, but those excuses were my fear talking. If I was passionate as I actually felt I should be, those excuses wouldn't come to place. Those excuses wouldn't have held me back. They would have propelled me forward because I would have been working past those fears to make it come true. I would have been trying to prove everybody wrong that I could do this. I was network marketing for this one company for a little over a year, and I had three clients. That's it, three clients. No matter how many events I went to, no matter how consistent I was, no matter how much I talked to people, there was something in my voice that rejected people because it didn't fully align with my soul. It didn't fully align with my purpose. So there was always something that held me back, whether I realized it or not. Then the second that something actually aligned with me came along, I moved heaven and earth to make sure that it would come true. So when I was in New York and I made that final decision stating, I'm not going back to nursing, I made sure to figure out what to do. I passed out so many resumes. I talked to people. I tried to figure out what I wanted to do. So when the position fell into my lap to be the business development manager at a property management company, which is completely out of the realm, I leaped. I said, yes, I don't care. I don't care how scary it is. I don't care that I'm not fully prepared for this position. I don't care because it's something that ignites a spark in me. Not long into that job, I was asked by somebody else to do their social media. So in my business development job, I was asked to do the social media because she liked how I was doing it on my own personal for my own side gig. And I just grew a passion for it. So now I have two clients. So I have this like little side job from this new job that I just jumped into. But I was so passionate about that side job. I took so many classes. I spent money on some of these classes. I did everything I could to learn and pursue that side hustle. Do you see the difference there? In the network marketing, I did everything. I went to the classes. I met with my trainer. I did everything I could to propel, but I didn't propel because something held me back. Now I have this new side gig and I'm passionate. I'm ignited. I can see a future in it and I propel forward to the point that I now have a digital media firm. See, you may feel like you're super passionate about that side job. You may feel that you're super passionate and willing to do anything. But when the excuses start to come out that shows something is holding you back. Now, maybe that job is for you and you have to figure out how to work past those fears, but you have to do that work. You have to know that those excuses are a part of your fear. If it's something you're truly passionate about, there's not going to be those excuses. I still get excuses at times, although I've learned to invest in myself. I've learned to do the investment work because that's what's going to propel you forward. The first time I ever signed up for Blog Academy, sorry, Erin, I wanted to throw up. That was the most I invested in myself. I didn't know how I was going to pay for it. I had to figure it out. I didn't want to tell my husband because I knew he would freak out. And I'm so happy he doesn't listen to these podcasts because he would learn how much I actually paid for that. But it's what I needed. And I knew I needed it. And I couldn't not take it because I knew that that was the chance I needed to propel forward. Now, I've done that a couple more times. Luckily, I've always figured out a way. I've always had that fire. Okay, I don't want to miss paying for my groceries, so I better friggin' figure out how to pay that bill. And I've always done it so far. Yes, there have been times things are tight, but that's all a part of the learning. You're not going to make those millions right away. You have to do the work to have a strong foundation so that as you build your business, it's going to be something that's not going to topple over easily. Like, for example, during a pandemic, you always have to have a plan B, C, D. Because if you don't, when a pandemic hits and your only source is to be out in person, it's going to crush your business. You always have to have multiple ways to do your business. You always have to have all of those different plans to do your business. But I'm getting off track. We're not talking about a strong foundation for your business. We're talking about those limiting beliefs that hold you back, those excuses, those fears that make you not want to propel into the business you want to get into. Or maybe it's not a business you want to get into. Maybe you have a fear of talking to your doctor because you don't feel well. You have a fear that the worst is going to happen if you talk to your doctor, yet the longer you take talking to your doctor, the worse things actually can get, or the more paranoid you get. So long story short, you really need to listen to your gut. If your gut is telling you everything is good, go for it. Leap in. Don't hold back. Just go. You figure it out after. My only suggestion is when you do make that leap, start finding people in that place you want to be as your support team. Luckily for me, as soon as I started doing this, all of the social media, I went to Social Media Day in Halifax. I made 7 or 8 connections that I still chat with today. And I made some of those connections I didn't even realize would be those kind of connections until later on down the road. It's surprising. One event, I met 7 people that are now an integral part of my world. I found my support pretty much that day. It is also the place I found the one person I wanted to invest my money in. Since then, I've invested my money multiple times with that same person. I've also been branching out and investing in myself in other areas because I learned to be stronger and go after what I need. What I need is out there. I just have to figure out and find it. What you need is out there. You just have to have the power and the strength and the hope in yourself that you are going to be okay when you make that leap. Yes, you're going to fail. Yes, you're going to succeed. All of that is going to happen, but you have to actually be willing to go and do that. I've failed quite a few times in the last 2 years. I've also had great successes, successes that I own, that I'm so proud of, that my family is so proud of. When I left nursing, I can tell you the amount of fights I had with my husband because he was worried, you're leaving a solid career in nursing. And it was a good year that he was not happy I left nursing. He didn't mind that I was working at a property management job. He minded that I was leaving the solid career of nursing. Look at us. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You need your nurses. But the second the firm started to come together and I left the business development managing job, his mood shifted, which was weird because I thought he would be more fearful for the fact that I've just like left all of the securities behind. But he has been more supportive now than he ever has been because he sees the passion. He sees how happy I am. He sees what I'm working towards. So he doesn't give me grief. Yes, sometimes if I'm really on the computer and on my phone all the time, he gives me a little more grief, but he understands and listens. He listens, which is not something he did before. I used to talk about nursing, he'd drown it. So that's what I want you to go after. I want you to go after something that makes you passionate, something that you get rid of those excuses, you let go of them, something that makes you know that you are going to figure out how you're going to get there. And if you still want to do that side job or your full-time job, but you're just not happy and you need to find that passion, let's work together. Let's figure it out. Let's get that passion inside because that is what's going to make you happier in life. Don't work your 9 to 5 every day and let it drain you so that you can be happy in retirement. We only have one life. Let's live it. Let's find that thing that makes you passionate. Let's find that thing that makes you get out of bed. Let's find that thing that gives you that spark that you deserve. So this week, I'm going to challenge you to think, what makes me passionate? Let's take this one step at a time. We're here. We're here for you, girl. We got this. Thank you for listening to Raise the Anchor, brought to you by Alize Creative Solutions. We hope you found that story very inspiring. We look forward to bringing you more this week. Subscribe to the podcast to stay in the loop. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review to spread the love even further. We hope you have smooth sailing.